This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. This interview is recorded during the Create at State Symposium in April. I talk with Justin Moeller. Moeller is a graphic design major with an emphasis in digital design. He tells about a drawing project and a catchy game that he helped develop as part of his research.
I have a piece called What Can Drawing Do For You? And this particular piece actually started as a group project in my advertising class. And the idea behind it was to bring awareness to non-art students and let them know that they can take a Drawing 1 course. And so with this, we designed three posters, and the three posters targeted some of the main programs that we felt would benefit the most from taking Drawing 1. The first department was biology, second department is human or health professions, and the third is engineering. And with these, we print these during the open enrollment times, and it wasn't just the posters. We actually designed an augmented reality game to go along with this too. And so with this game, people would go around getting clues off social media and go around campus and try and find these 10 triggers that I put out. Once you use your camera, scan the triggers, they would bring up a pencil, take a picture of that pencil, and if you find all 10, you actually win a prize from the IT store.
Wow. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, we were brainstorming to find more of a fun, creative way that would, you know, be a little bit more... to bring a little bit more excitement than just looking at a poster. And so we've thrown around some ideas, and I brought up augmented reality. Well, this is the first time that we've even done something like this on campus, and so everyone was gung-ho. Well, I wasn't too familiar with everything around it, and so I did some research and found out there's a few programs that we could use, and I ended up using one called HP Reveal. And after doing that, it actually was a huge success. It ended up bringing more non-art students into the program, and this is the second time we've done it, and each time we've had more and more participants. And so the department was super excited about it, and they want to pretty much do this each year now.
And that came from your idea?
Pretty much. Now, the idea behind the posters, they were originally a group project that I did for an assignment. Now, it was a competition between other groups in our class. My group ended up being chosen as the winning design. Now, after that, the art department brought me on as a grant and aid position to develop it a little bit further and take it in, you know, to what it is today.
Mm-hmm. So, to the reality project that you did, how did you go about designing that thing? It almost sounded like Pokemon Go in a way. How did you design that?
And see, that's actually what we thought of first. When I brought up the idea, all of the faculty members was like, is it going to be a Pokemon Go style app? And I'm like, well, it's similar. It may not be as in depth, but it's similar concept. And so we had some issues as far as if we were going to make it, geolocation. We threw around some ideas, and the best thing that we could come up with as far as getting people to go to these locations is to put clues on social media, and then they would go and find a trigger. So with Pokemon Go, it's more about everything using on your phone, whereas this, they call it not so much augmented reality, but it's called image recognition. Mm-hmm. And so what it does, it takes an image that we have uploaded as a trigger, and then when they bring out their camera, it takes that image and it turns it into another image. And so in this case, it was a pencil. So if they took pictures of all 10 pencils, then they would win the game. And so we kind of put a spin on it with Pokemon Go, with kind of print material.
Wow.
That makes sense.
and so you said that kind of took off. And that kind of tell us about that and how you were able to track how many people were using this.
Well, and see, we thought about that and we weren't for sure how to really do that. And so the best way that we came up with is you would have to use your student ID. And so when you go and take a picture of this trigger that generated the pencil, you'd have your student ID out and you snap the picture. So that's one way that we could tell that, you know, kids weren't cheating. And another way is that each trigger had a number. So you'd take a picture of the trigger with the pencil overlay and a number. And so each picture would be different. And if they got all the 10 triggers, it would show 1 through 10. And each student would have their ID. So then students couldn't reuse photos.
Right. Right.
So yeah.
That is awesome. Justin Mueller joining us here on the Created State Podcast here on KASU. So with this, with the drawing designs that you have, you see you have three different drawing designs in the group project. Has it kind of helped in the goal of, or how has it helped in the goal of trying to be able to get more people you know, involved in drawing, even for people who, like me, who might not be able to draw, you know?
Yeah, and so what's neat about drawing one, a lot of people are intimidated because a lot of them think you have to know how to draw. Well, the idea behind drawing one, it's a stepping stone course for art students. And so in drawing one, you learn how to do perspective drawing, you learn how to do, you know, drawing of still life. And it's mainly teaching your eyes and your hands to kind of work together. And a lot of people, you know, it's hard for them to do that. It's hard for them to see something visually and put it on paper. And so this drawing one class kind of teaches you how to do that. And so it teaches you how to draw real life. It teaches you how to draw more, you know, images in like a plane, like a landscape, or, you know, buildings using the correct perspective. And so with these images, we chose the biology, health professions, and engineering. And so each photo that we use kind of tied into what a student in those programs would actually use. So biology, we have what a typical student would use for like field notes. If they're out looking at wildlife, they would be drawing a real life image of a bird. Health professions, there's an image of someone's leg, and this leg is dissected showing you know, parts of the anatomy, the muscles, things like that. And then the third image is a picture of drawing plans of a house. And so it shows you how to keep that perspective and make everything look like it's in its natural, you know, natural setting.
Right. Very good. And so tell us about who's been your instructors that you've worked with in that Art One class.
Well, the advertising class where this idea came from, it was Professor Nikki Arnell. Mm-hmm. And then when I got brought on as a grant and aid position in the art department, the two professors that I worked under was Dr. Balducci, which is the chair of the department, and then Dr. Baker. Mm-hmm. And so I worked with both of them to develop the posters into what they are today and to help develop the augmented reality game.
And so how has it been by way of collaborating with all three of them in your various projects? How's that process been like?
Well, it's been interesting. So the original teacher in my advertising class, she's more graphic design, more advertising, so she knows how things are supposed to be laid out. The two other faculty members, since they didn't come from an advertising graphic design background, they're more art historians. So I had to kind of work and, you know, kind of change some things to make some, you know, some things to their liking and vice versa. So the original idea changed into what it is now because of the other faculty members, you know, their input and what they were wanting. So,
right. And with this though, I mean, how has their work been able to help you in your learning here at Arkansas State?
Oh, it's helped a lot, especially preparing me for graduation, trying to work with different type of clientele. Because so far in the graphic design program, we've been working with, either concept type work or real life clients, and all clients are different. And so this has helped me because it's allowed me to work with different type of faculty members. It's taught me how to look at things different, how to approach things a different way by having these different types of professors, essentially clients, mm-hmm. because they're all clients are different. So it's actually helped out a lot. It's prepared me a lot for actually going out into the real world.
Right. And because you might be working on several different projects at once, and each person wants something totally different, maybe.
and that is correct, yeah. And that's something that we weren't really, you know, taught. And so by having these clients, working with these different teachers and faculty members, it's actually helped me understand that, you know, I have to almost, in a way, work differently with each client.
Yeah. How has it been here? Was this your first year at Credit State, first of all?
Yes, yes.
So your thoughts on the Credit State process and everything?
Well, I was a little nervous because I really didn't know what to expect. And so I was actually approached with this to present it. I think it's really neat showing all of these types of work, ranging from, you know, art and design, health professions, engineering, like all these different, you know, programs coming together to show some of the best work that students have produced.
How do you think that Credit State helps yourself and other students in the presentation part of things and being able to present your research and that for future future collegiate work?
Really, when the judges come around, that's one thing that has helped out. And so, one, you don't know what people are going to ask, so you have to kind of, you know, do your research, kind of, you know about all aspects, all parts of your work. And so I think it helps when we do things like this, especially when people come in that you have, you know, no idea who they're going to be, what they're going to talk about. And so it helps, especially when you're talking about your work. You know, you have to be more comfortable. I think it's really interesting, and it's actually prepared me quite a bit. So
very good. And what do you want to do when you graduate?
Oh, putting me on the spot. Well, my degree is graphic design, and so I've had a few internships so far. I've done some in-house work. I've done some agency work. And so really, I'm not too sure. I like both. And so I don't know. I could also do freelance work. So I really have a lot of options. I just don't know which path to take.
Well, at least you do have those different options, though, because of that, because you don't want to be locked into just one specific thing, especially if you could do several things. And I would think it would make yourself more marketable.
Oh, yes, for sure. One of the things is since I live here in Jonesboro, there's a lot of smaller companies. And so I may have to do some freelance work if I stick in the area. There's bigger companies in Memphis, and so I don't know if I want to commute, I don't know if I stay here, but at least, like you mentioned, I do have options.
And that's Justin Moeller on the Credit State Podcast. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Credit State Podcast at the Credit State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. And tell others about the Credit State Podcast. Leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU.